Now, speculation on cryptocurrency is risky. We know that. No one knows that more than clients of Quadriga CX, that is Canada's largest cryptocurrency exchange. They might lose everything, all because the founder of Quadriga CX passed away. So here to discuss what you should consider before investing in an unregulated industry is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there, Mark.
Hello.
So for those who haven't heard of Quadriga, give us a recap of what's happened.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. I've been following it quite closely because I'm actually a Quadriga client, or maybe I should say I was a client of them.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm fine because I took precautions, but essentially, what people do with these exchanges is they're just buying and selling. It's just like any other exchange, and this one happens to be about cryptocurrency. So when people exchange these things, they can also store their money in Quadriga's cold wallet. And a cold wallet is kind of like a vault in a bank. It's pretty much the safest place you can keep your cryptocurrencies, and the main reason is because it's not connected to the internet. So if you have it in a cold wallet, you're basically assured that it can never be stolen by hackers. And that's something that's happened to other exchanges in the past. So the people who are pretty active traders, so they're buying and selling, they often keep a fair amount of their crypto with the exchanges themselves because traders, they need to have access to their crypto. It has to be accessible. Other people, sort of like me, those who people who just buy the crypto and hold it for a long time typically don't keep it with the exchanges. What they do is they buy their own cold wallet and keep it there. And that's what I did. So with Quadriga, the issue was the founder. So the founder was also the only person who had all the combinations to the exchange's cold wallets or the crypto vaults. And he reportedly died. So at the time of his death, there was about $100 million worth of crypto in the cold wallet, all belonging to Quadriga's clients. But because now no one knows a combination, it's inaccessible.
So you had your own cold wallet. And now that you have the benefit of hindsight with your dealings with Quadriga, looking back, were there any warning signs?
There's a couple. I mean, I guess the first warning sign came when I funded my account. So you have to open an account, then you got to put some money in there, and then you can exchange. And when I did that, I was asked to wire money to a Polish bank. And I thought that was kind of weird just because Quadriga, if you look at their websites, they're based in Vancouver. So why am I sending money to Poland? But, you know, I looked at it. I did my research. I'm a person who does a lot of due diligence. And when I looked at Quadriga, it looked like a well-funded organization. It looked like they had offices across Canada. But now we know it was actually pretty much just one guy with a laptop working with a couple of contractors. And their corporate headquarters wasn't in Toronto, wasn't in Vancouver or Montreal. It was a trailer in a trailer park in small town New Brunswick. So it's shocking what kind of facade there was out there. It kind of reminds me of those Instagram versus reality memes where on social media, everything looks amazing, but in reality, it's completely different. It's a mirage and it's just helped with a lot of editing.
It is fascinating. So what do you think? What can be learned from this experience? What could have the Quadriga clients done differently?
So, I mean, the main thing is that crypto exchanges are not regulated. So that means they can pretty much make up their own rules. With Quadriga, having one person with the combinations to all the cold wallets and no backup plan is crazy. But I guess it's tolerable in an unregulated industry, but completely unfathomable in a regulated one. In a regulated industry, you have to follow protocol. There's agreed upon set of rules and standards, and they have to be followed. And these rules are there for a reason. I mean, they're there to limit bad behavior and protect the clients. So ideally, you would want a custodian or a trustee involved. They're kind of like a third party. And their job is really to safeguard your money in case a broker or a financial advisor misbehaves. So the one that comes to mind is Bernie Madoff. He got away with a $6 billion Ponzi scheme because his clients basically wrote checks to his personal company. And he also owned the accounting company. And that basically gave Bernie control of all the money. So all he had to do is create these bogus statements, and he basically fooled people for years. Had that money been held with a custodian, that custodian would have created their own statements, and which would be independent from what the ones Bernie created. So then as a client, you can always compare the two. You can compare the custodians, the third-party custodians, to the statements you're getting from your advisor, and it basically just keeps them honest.
Wow. So what recourse is there for those who lose their money in an unregulated industry?
Well, not much. Like if we look at what's happening with Quadriga, if it goes bankrupt, it's unregulated. So the clients are pretty much out of luck. Their only recourse is launching a class action suit, which is happening now. But you know, my guess is that the lawyers will get rich and the clients likely won't get too much money back, if at all, any. But that's sort of part and parcel of investing in this type of an industry. It's extremely high risk, high reward, but there's not much you can do to protect yourself unless you're taking steps like, as much as you can, controlling the money yourself, keeping your money and storing it yourself in your own wallets. So like when we look at these types of industries, and it's not just cryptocurrency, there's lots of different ones out there in real estate and mortgages. There's a whole bunch of different ones which are unregulated. Often you have to sign a waiver, and those waivers will say right there that the investment is highly speculative and that you could lose most, if not all, your investment. So anytime you're faced with these waivers, if you're not comfortable signing them, no matter what the story is, because someone's going to tell you a great story of how it's an awesome investment. You know, if you're not comfortable signing those, then, you know, don't. And the other thing is you only ever want to invest an amount of money that you can afford to lose. It's unregulated. We don't know what's going to happen. And we just saw what happened with Quadriga.
My goodness. I don't think that story's over yet.
Oh, no, they're going to make a movie about it for sure.
For sure. What do you think is going to happen to these type of exchanges in the future?
Well, since this industry is in its infancy, it has to learn the hard way. So they've had lots of problems in the past with other crypto exchanges, mostly due to hacks, which is a bit ironic since Quadriga's issue was a response to the hacking issue. But as the industry matures, industry standards will evolve. Regulators are bound to come in. And if this industry is going to be taken seriously, there needs to be regulations and oversight. And with more industry regulators, then you'll get things that protect the client, things like depositors insurance and or like investment protection funds. So all that is basically there in a mature type of environment to protect the clients against these big losses. But unfortunately, it takes something like this to elicit change.
So the word is that the founder and CEO of Quadriga, Gerald Cotton, died in India 10 days or 12 days after he put a will together. Do you, like, in your heart, do you believe that?
I don't believe it. I think there's so much shady stuff going on in this country, in this company. Every day I read new things, and everything just makes me think, wow, this is perfect for Netflix. I mean, they're going to do a series on this, and we're going to really enjoy it.
Even his death certificate spelled his last name wrong. So there's a little bit of an
India's well known for getting death certificates for $50. It's a good return for him.
Interesting place to go missing.
Yes.
Mark, thank you so much. How mysterious.
Thank you.
That's Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth. He joins us every week at this time. Now, if you have a question for Mark, maybe it's a question that we can discuss here on the air, feel free to contact him, markting.cbc@gmail.com. markting.cbc@gmail.com.